I think of them differently at least.
What about the, those placed on the floor in front of the fireplace?
I think of
what was that called?
I've always thought of that as being the hearth.
Okay. Do you ever remember cooking on that?
No, I can't remember us doing it myself. I've heard of it being done, but I can't recall us doing it.
No, I can't remember.
Okay, and say if you were going to start a fire, the kind of wood that you'd use?
Use kindling.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Not really.
Okay. And the thing that you'd lay the wood across on?
Not really. And irons.
Any other name for that?
I can't recall another term that I've used.
Do you remember what your parents said?
No, I really don't, because this particular time that we had a fireplace, I was reasonably young, and it just didn't make much of an impression other than the fact I remember we had it.
Particular time.
Have
you
heard dog irons or fire dogs?
Yes, I've heard of those. Uh-huh.
Doesn't make much of an impression.
They weren't in my mind enough to recall them on my own, but I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah,
with
I've heard.
Dog irons.
Okay.
They weren't
in
my
mind
enough
to recall
them. The board up above the fireplace.
The mound.
Okay. Any old-fashioned word for that?
Not that I recall.
The mound.
Okay. And, you know, if you're building a fire, you might take a big piece of wood and put it sort of toward the back. What would you call that?
You want to... Now I recall, I know what it does and I know why you do it, and I've, you know, I'm familiar with what you're looking for.
I recall.
But I can't recall.
I know why you do it.
I really can't recall the term that people would use for it. I don't remember what it is now. I'm sure I'd recognize it if I heard it.
But I've heard back.
Backfire or back log?
Yeah.
Yes, back log.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the black stuff that you have to clean out of the chimney?
Back log.
Soot.
Okay. And the stuff you clean out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
Okay. And talk about things that you might have in a room, the thing that I'm sitting in now.
Chair.
And this thing?
We think of that as a couch.
Any other names for that?
Davenport. Settee.
Anything else?
Don't believe so.
You ever heard sofa?
Sofa, yeah, sofa.
Is that... Do all these words mean the same thing to you? Or to
no,
you?
Not really.
Sofa.
I have the key to the kitchen there. They go in the door and get the mirror.
Yeah. Where were we?
Talking about the names.
Oh, I think of a sofa or a couch as being what you use in a living room or a den in a home. I think of Davenport as being an old-timey name for the same purpose. And I think of a settee as being a similar piece of furniture that was used back several years ago. And
was it built any different?
Most likely a settee was much more, it wasn't as soft, it wasn't as nice, it wasn't as expensive in comparison even today. A settee you think of as being a two-seater, whereas a couch and sofa we think of usually three or four, depending on the size. I thought there's something else that I said there too. But I relate a settee as an older term, that is, when I was real young and younger than, longer ago than that.